Danielle.
Hello.
We are talking Kano Nosework Camp and a bit of a debrief on the camp and what happened. And we were just discussing it before we started recording, so we thought we'd better start recording.
Yes.
We were talking about the voting. Like, I was really surprised they did it. They put a poll up in the group about who would like to have camp next year. And I think the last time I looked, 70% of people had said that they wanted another camp next year.
Let me go look. Oh, I
Because
can't,
that's
I'm not going to be able to find it. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, it's pretty even. It's like almost 50-50.
Oh, really? I wonder
Yeah.
if some a couple of updated yeah, there we go, 50%, 73 votes.
Yeah.
And it's 50-50.
See, I didn't vote because I couldn't decide.
Are you gonna vote now?
I still can't decide. Do I want to go to nose camp next year? Yes.
Yes. I voted for every 2 years, but that's because I saw how much work it was
Well,
behind the
that's the thing.
scenes.
It's a lot of work. And I mean, do the instructors want it? Like, who would we get the same instructors? It's so much organization.
I believe that there's potential to get the Americans again.
Yeah.
And but I think there'd be a variety, like there might be some different instructors, which would be good as
Yeah.
well. But yeah, but I had some things I did because you went as a participant,
Yes.
and I was there sort of more on the logistics side. So we probably both had pretty different experiences of camp,
Yeah, we
really.
probably did.
But as far as a learning experience goes, that's what I wanted to ask you, because you took Nettle, who
Yes.
is fairly new to the whole nose work gig
Very
in
new.
terms of
She's new to
it.
everything. She's a baby.
Yeah, because she's like, what, 9 months
Yeah.
old?
Yeah.
So in terms of the learning, how did you find it?
I loved it. So I went in with a totally open mind because I didn't know, could she cope doing, searches from 8 a.m. to 4:30 every day for 3 days? That's a lot to ask of any dog, but particularly a young dog. So I was like, well, we'll just have fun. And it was fantastic. I loved it. I felt like I couldn't get enough. Nettle did not lose her enthusiasm the whole weekend. And the learning, because for her, she's new to everything, it meant that everything I think was worthwhile because it was just learning new concepts in new locations. So I absolutely loved it.
So I think from, because she's younger too, she's probably a little bit more resilient. Like you take an
Yes.
older dog, and I did
Yes.
notice that some of the people with older dogs and some of the older handlers maybe, got someone else to run their dog, or their dog sat out that some of
Yeah.
the last ones. But I do think next time they'd probably only do 3 sessions.
Yep.
4 sessions is a lot. It's like taking going to four classes in a lot
It
in a
was, yeah,
row.
it's like four classes in a day.
Yeah.
So it was a lot. And also I think 3 sessions would have been better because I would have liked a bit of downtime really to, take Nettle on a walk around the property or some fun kind of just chill out stuff. Whereas, it was like half an hour breaks between sessions, which doesn't really give you time to do anything other than sort of a toilet break and some coffee.
And then move location if you have to.
Exactly. Yeah,
That's what
so it
I was
was.
going to ask you too, was downtime. Like I didn't find that there was any downtime at all.
Nope. It was like literally sleep, wake up, get ready to search all day, go back, organize dinner, sleep, repeat.
I could tell you were pretty exhausted. Netta was fine, but I could tell
Yeah.
you were pretty exhausted
Well, I
by the
was
rest.
exhausted because, well, she was a bit, especially the first 2 nights we were there, she didn't sleep the best, which meant I didn't sleep the best. But the third night she slept really well. We both slept well.
Oh, that's good.
And I think that's also part of it, taking your dog to stay somewhere where if they're not used to traveling. That's a whole new experience for Nettle. Yeah, it's, I'm glad I wasn't in a tent.
Oh, I know, right?
It was so cold.
Yeah, there was a few people that braved tenting. Mm. So yeah, that was very brave.
Yes. So yeah, I think that I would appreciate a bit of time to just explore the surroundings, you know, a bit more during camp.
Yeah,
just to give also the dogs and people just some downtime. I think that would have been nice.
Yeah, I think it'd be good just to be able to catch up with people too, because there's people there from Victoria that I really wanted to, you know, chat to and catch up with, and I literally didn't see them the whole weekend.
Yeah, especially if you were a working dog team, I loved getting to know my group and their dogs, and it was really, you know, it was really great to have that sort of sense of camaraderie and teamwork within your group. But it didn't mean that, you know, you kind of didn't get the chance to socialize with everyone else.
That's what another question I was going to ask you was, did you enjoy being in the same group the whole time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
But an interesting question would be whether I hadn't thought if I would want to change groups.
I guess it depends if you get a good group.
I loved our group. But like, I mean, me personally, I just love watching dogs. So I guess the opportunity to watch different dogs and handler teams is always good. But on the other side, it was kind of cool to see like the progression and development of, you know, all the dogs in one group over the 3 days and really getting to know them. So I think there's pros and cons.
Oh yeah, I think so too. And logistically, I have no idea how, like, someone, no. I don't think it'd be a good idea to mix up the groups, but no. It's just interesting to think about.
Yes.
Because I got to see basically every group run and every dog run over the course of the weekend, but I didn't get to see a lot of the progression like you did, but it was really cool to see, get to see all the different dogs.
Mm.
But exhaustion. I think everybody felt a little bit like that at the end of the end of the week, which will be interesting. I'm actually surprised now to go back and see that it's 50-50 for people wanting it next year.
Well, I actually came back and I got sad that it was over. I was like, oh man, I actually could have done it all again.
Yeah, it's like the World Cup or the Olympics or something. Yeah. You get that sort of like down after it's finished. It's
exactly.
Like the fun is over. What do I do with my free time now? Get used to it.
And it was just cool. Like I remember Amy on the first night was like, it's like language immersion, right? Like just, and that's what it felt like. It felt like just like nose work 24/7. And for me, that's perfect. I just loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was amazing. I'd love to be able to run a dog. I think that'd be really fun. Maybe another time. But I think being an auditor is really good too. Like I think some of the auditors, just being able to go and see all of the different instructors, watch different, how they approach different teams at different levels.
Yep.
I think was really productive as well.
I think you'd get so much out of it as an auditor, being able to, like you say, move around. And also just not having to worry about your dog, right? You know, it's because I was talking to a couple of people and it's just, you know, it's a lot of mental strain, you know, doing the emotional caretaking of your dog, making sure that all their needs are met, that they're comfortable, worrying about them when they're in their crate or their car or whatever. So I think auditing would have been really fun as well.
I think so. And I mean, I choose to audit most things I go to. It's pretty rare that I'll ever get a working spot for something because of that reason. Even workshops and everything, I can really think about what the instructors are saying. I don't have to worry about going and checking the temperature in my car or
exactly
the water or this, that, and the other, or if someone's trying to stick their hand in the car.
Yeah.
So I have to say it might be a bit lazy of me, but I really enjoy the auditing.
But I will say it was like, it was just so fun to run a doc.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there were searches and environments that, you know, it's, you're not going to come across every single day. So I mean, Nettle got to do boxes, you know, with birds and rabbits running around in the bushes.
And other dogs in close proximity.
Other dogs in close proximity. Beautiful scenery. She got to do, I thought the interiors actually were really cool because there was that sort of interior one location, which was quite enclosed and a bit warmer and, you know, really an interior. And
that was carpet too, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah, carpet, furniture, that sort of interior. And then interior two was this like massive, big warehousey sort of space, which was a really fun location as well. So I love doing both of those locations actually.
Mm.
It was really cool because that interior two location was like the biggest search area Nettle has ever done. And we did, we walked in there and our instructor had made us do the whole area as we could have run it blind if we wanted. There were three hides out and it was just, Nettle had the most fun ever. Because she'd never gotten to do an off-leash search in such a big area. So she did this big lap, not really searching the whole space. And then she went, bam, okay, let's look for Oda. So it was really cool to watch.
That's awesome. Yeah, that room was bigger than the Federation building.
Yeah, I think it was.
Like it was huge. And it had lots of interesting things in it too. It wasn't just yes. blank. It has chairs and tables, a stage,
yep.
bathrooms at the back. Like there was so much. I was really impressed with the diversity of the search areas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like everything was different and every instructor could go, like you could just about have your pick for exterior searches.
Yep. I wish we could have searched like down near the river where the advanced dogs are doing. So that's for next year, I guess.
Yeah, that was a challenging area, I think. Mm. I got to take some photos down there. But so beautiful, and you could just see everybody really enjoyed. Like you can't be anxious or sort of, you know, worrying too much when you're right next to like a bubbling brook sort of thing. Like,
no, it's just, it's postcard perfect.
It really was. It was yep. so beautiful. So yeah, the diversity of the search locations I thought were really good. And I think the instructors chose really well for the levels of the dogs.
Yes.
Right from vehicles to the interiors to the exteriors.
Yep. I really liked it because it was, you know, every single session, it was like we were working on like targeted things. Like this is going to be converging odor. This is going to be elevated, maybe suspended hides. This is going to be, you know, search strategies and handling strategies. And it was cool because it felt like we just covered everything that you could possibly think to cover. No one was really doubling up on information amongst the instructors, which I thought was cool. And but at the same time, everything really worked together, I thought, quite well.
Yeah, I know that the instructors, they made that sort of a priority. They would make sure that their searches complemented the yeah. other searches and the other instructors that were in their location, and also the instructors coming after them. And they would talk about the groups and know the dogs as well. So they mm. knew which dogs were coming into their group and the little, you know, unique search things from each team, which I thought yeah. was really cool. Like over the yeah. weekend, you know, they didn't, you weren't walking in blind, so to speak.
No.
And
we did, our group did have some struggles on day two with the challenge in some of the locations. And it was cool because on day three, the instructors were like what they threw it back to us and was like, given what you've done over the past few days, what do you guys want to focus on? Let's collaborate and come up with a plan that will suit everyone in the group, which I thought was really cool as well.
Mm. Yeah, very good. What did you think about the access to the instructors? Like, would you have wanted to have more access to the instructors after the classes or during the downtime?
I mean, possibly. I mean, I didn't feel like I didn't have enough access to the instructors, because I guess as a working team, you do get to have that dialogue with them with your searching. And I felt like I had enough access in terms of asking about my particular dog and situation. It would have been cool to have, I guess, more informal chats, I guess.
Which I guess if we're having less, maybe less segments next time, there might be more opportunity for that, or even to have like a discussion group instead of a working session. Or
yeah, that would be fun.
Something like that. I know that a whole bunch of different sort of options are being chatted about.
Yeah,
we'll see what they come up with. I think the feedback has been really positive.
Yeah,
from the camp. Which is also, I mean, I don't know how it could be too negative, really. It was, like, nobody said, I'm not coming back.
I have to say, like, the vibe was really positive, I thought. Like, I remember on that final day, actually on all the days, like, it was really cool to watch people moving, you know, around the search areas. Everyone, I mean, obviously there were no reactive dogs. So we didn't have to worry about that. Getting too close and all that stuff, but everyone was just super respectful, moving around in between search areas. Everyone seemed just happy and relaxed and excited.
So good for dog sport, isn't it?
Yes.
And as the owner of a reactive dog, I found that really quite good. I think it worked really well as not having reactive dogs there. I can't see how it would work quite as smoothly.
As the owner of reactive dogs, yes, I agree. I think there was part of me that was like, oh, man, this would have been so good for Rory in some parts, because, you know, I know that part of the therapy for reactive dogs is that they can search despite their triggers being around. So I think, like, Rory... it's the challenge with reactive dogs, right, is getting them to the search area. But I think that Rory would have had a lot of fun actually searching, even when there were searches that were within sight of other dogs. It's just the moving from area to area and to the start line that would have been challenging for him.
Yeah, because once they're searching, they do really sort of focus on that.
Yeah.
I did notice, like, and because, you know, when you've got a reactive dog, you've got eyes in the back of your head. It's just what happens. It's like evolution. They just appear in there.
Yes.
And I did notice, you know, I was actually really impressed with the dogs that were searching, say in a vehicle search, and there's dogs, you know, 20 meters from the search area walking to their interiors. And
yeah, exactly.
It was just never an issue. And I was like, wow, these dogs are really, like, they're really good. Or that. I think, you know, over the weekend it just became part of the background as
That's what I felt as well, which cool.
Which is awesome for Nettle too, having that experience, just going, we can search and things can be happening around us. But
yeah, she did great. I will say that there was a bit of a challenge around the second search areas with campers and their dogs. Which was there was one particular group of campers that had their dogs off lead, not quite at the search area, but as you were moving from search location one to two, I think that their dogs approached quite a few dogs, which was a bit frustrating. I did get to grab Nettle and just pick her up when one of those dogs came up close to us, which is why I love my little dog who can be picked up.
Oh my gosh, my 20 kilo, the last time I picked him up, he put his nail through my jumper.
Yeah.
I was like, dang it. I think that would, it would mean it would be great to be able to book out the whole place. Mm. And I wonder if the people that own the place had told these other people that, there's like 40 dog teams here searching.
But again, I think that's why it is important that people think carefully about bringing reactive dogs, because that degree of uncertainty and unpredictability would be too much for a reactive dog.
Mm. Yeah, and I just don't think it's feasible financially to book out the whole place
no.
for a place like that. No. But it was pretty much ours.
It was.
Apart from, yeah, a couple,
just that camping area, yeah.
Extra campers. But I mean, imagine how difficult it would be, like, if we went anywhere else. And I'm sure, like, they're open to having other venues suggested. But just, you know, even down to, like, cooking facilities or restaurant or anything like that.
Yeah.
Most other locations that would allow dogs, you would just have to bring everything with.
Yeah.
And that would be really challenging.
Yep. I actually thought that all of the staff were super chill and friendly as well. I know that some people got frustrated at times with food being a bit slow and stuff at lunchtime particularly, but everyone behind the counter was always just really friendly and relaxed, so I thought that was quite nice.
Oh, that's good. We were sort of, see, I didn't really get to see that, because when we did get a chance to eat, we had to pre-order it like 24 hours beforehand. Like when we got a chance to eat in the restaurant or anything, so ours was always in advance, which was good, but it meant we didn't get to, like, eat with everyone else and do the fun things. But yeah, on a whole, I just think it was such a good experience, so much learning for the organizers as well, but a deep dive learning if you're a if you're handling a dog too, like, just it was really awesome. And at the moment, I am reliving it photo by photo, still going through the photos.
So would, if they do it again, would they do it at the same location? I know that some people were like, could we move it to a different state?
I reckon if someone could come up with a venue, it would be on the table for sure. But the venue, I think, was just really good. Like, yeah, I think if there's anything comparable out there, then somebody should definitely bring it forth as a suggestion. But, I mean, someone did say, I think it was one of the campers, that New South Wales is sort of good because if you have it in Queensland, then the people from Victoria have to go all the way to Queensland.
Exactly.
And if you have it in Victoria, the Queenslanders have to go all the way down there.
Well, my vote is for New South Wales.
I'm partial to not driving 10 hours with my dogs in the car. I think it's it would be an interesting to see if people do come forward with other options. Have it in South Australia and then we've all got to travel.
Do you know how the camp compared with the sort of prototypes in America that Marion had gone to and that she really wanted to bring over? Like, was it quite similar to what they do over there?
I think she's brought over a lot of the aspects that she really wanted to see at camp. And she had a lot of help with from Jen too. From talking to the instructors, it sounded like it was very similar. I think the facilities were pretty good. Where we were. Compared to, you know, I was just thinking that's what made me think about some of the other camps, because the other camp locations would be a bit challenging. So I think they were pretty happy with the facilities and everything at this camp. Because it was a bit better than what they're used to. But yeah, I think it was very comparable. I think they have left all of their suggestions and you know, advice for the next one, which is super exciting, because, like, these things, like, it was awesome and everything was amazing, but it will just get better the more experience the organizers have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like trials, you know, often you learn by trial and error.
Yeah.
So I think it was awesome to go to the first one and to have that experience, but I think the next ones will be, if possible, even more awesome.
Yes.
I won't be missing it for anything.
Me and Nettle will be there if we can.
Well, as I'm assuming it's public knowledge, as people that went to the first camp will have first opportunity to book in for whatever camp's coming down the track.
Oh, that is awesome.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty good. that we will have, you know, first dibs on spots at camp. Which I'm super excited about. I don't think there'll be many people that went that would not jump at the chance to go again.
No.
And it could be in 12 months. Oh, my goodness. Start planning now.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was really cool. Thanks for having a chat and a bit of a debrief about camp.
Yeah.
And let's do this debrief all again in 12 months time. No. Oh, my gosh. I'll still be doing the photos in 12 months again.
Yeah, you better not be. I want my nettle photos.
I know, right? I'll get there. All right.